Yes, well, my motion was at the last council meeting was to write to the Ministers of Sport and Finance requesting a strategic review of funding for national and international athletes and coaches and ask for a significant increase in funding for our athletes competing and performing so well on the international stage. And that followed the brilliant performances of our athletes in the Olympics. And when I was just looking into this and where the coaches were actually based, I discovered that that most of our best coaches had actually left over the years and they've gone to different countries because they get proper permanent contracts and they get well paid there. And like the physiotherapists, nutritionists, psychologists, physiologists and performance staff, they all earn a decent wage and rightly so. But the person, I suppose, who has the biggest impact on our athletes are our coaches. And, you know, I think that we're, you know, Irish sport is so lucky to have them. And I think it's really, really important that there is a dedicated amount of funding given to our coaches, because an awful lot of them, and we know them, you know, we know locally, I don't want to name too many, but I know that, you know, that Dermot McDermott and Roddy Gaynor and so many more, you know, they all hold down full-time jobs as well as coaching literally thousands and thousands of hours. And we have coaches out in North Sligo as well, so, you know, that have done it over the years and the decades. And I see that over the last 2 years, there was only 80,000 was committed to pay the top 10 coaches in the country. So we're losing our best talent to other countries because they're not getting paid properly, you know, to do an absolutely fantastic job. And I have to say that recently, and over the last couple of days, we did get an email back from the Minister for Sport saying that he would look at committing funding to coaches in the budget. So look, we await and see what happens and what comes out of that.
And Councillor, does it feel like for you that almost the importance of sport, that it can't be overstated? You know, if people think back to the Olympics and the effect that had on communities and even down to the very local level, the impact it can have on people's lives and the community in general.
Well, we see like the effect and how positive, how much of a positive influence that our local athletes are and then the athletes who competed and performed so well in the Olympics. You know, and you see the next generation coming through and looking up to them and see, well, this person started in the club or in the swimming club or on the running track the same as what I'm doing now. So it is possible, but we have to be able to see those athletes. It's like can't see, can't be. So, and apart from, you know, the elite athletes, it's just really important to the society that we have healthy children and we have healthy adults and we have healthy senior citizens. So, you know, because it means that with a healthier society, there is obviously less illness, there's less of a tax burden on the health system. We are saving ourselves money, investing in sport and healthy communities at an early age means that we're saving money, we're saving the country and the taxpayer money in the long run as well. So it's good for everybody. So it's not just, you know, not everybody is going to be an Olympian, but it's just to encourage children to take part in sport for themselves, for their physical and mental health, you know, to be part of strong communities, to be part of a team, to know what it's like to play as part of a team and be a member and, you know, and contribute. So, yeah, it's just so important. And I think that I don't think we put enough emphasis on the importance of sport and outdoor activities and physical activities in you know, in our communities in relation to the amount of funding that is given.
And just in terms of funding, we've just seen there recently in the amount being given to Sligo clubs just yesterday through this new amount. And how important is that? What does that bring to the area?
Absolutely, again, yeah, and it has to be welcomed. And I have to say, just well, so well done to all the volunteers. And I spoke before about the volunteers who not only are out coaching our own children, but they're also making these applications for these grants and the funding as well. So, and it's not easy because you do need time, and you need. You know, I suppose the commitment as well to be able to apply for this sort of funding. So again, just to have the facilities, it means that children and our young people. We don't have to travel, you know, to get the best facilities. It means also that, you know, that there's an awful lot of the community are involved. There's inclusion, and people with disabilities can use facilities, and parents and with newborns and buggies and wheelchairs and people with disability issues and the older people. It means that they can, and it goes back to the strength in the community, that if local communities can provide as much as possible, it means stronger communities, and that network then it branches out throughout the entire country. So if one village is benefiting from this, it means that an entire community benefits, and then the schools benefit as well from these facilities, active age benefit, like so many. So it is, and the good thing about these applications and that funding, it is very strategic, and that physical infrastructure is developed from this. It's spent quite quickly as well, which is very good, and people see straight away. An awful lot of time when money is committed to different things, you don't really see the benefit of it. It is there, but there's nothing concrete there. But with this funding, people will see the infrastructure that's going to be built and going to be developed and improved in all our communities. And that has to be a good thing for everybody.